Thank you for starting off your day with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
So what's your beef? What's your problem with your neighbor, Dave?
All right, well, I don't know if I have a problem with her or not. I think I do. It's very confusing, which is why I'm bringing it up. So this is the same neighbor, by the way, who continues to leave her intercom on so you can hear everything that's going on inside her place. But that's a whole different story.
Okay, all right.
I like hearing what's going on in there. So there was this stray cat that's been around. My dog noticed it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, stray cat.
And your dog is crazy. So does Clover, like, chase the cat? Does she freak out?
It's distracting. The cat's hiding under bushes.
Okay.
But it's tough to go for a walk because now the dog is just focused on what's under the bush. What's under the bush. Okay. But, you know, live in Philly, whatever, stray cats happen.
Yeah.
But I noticed the cat is there a lot, like, all the time. And then I noticed these little dishes of food and little dishes of water. So somebody is leaving stuff out. And you know, as time has gone on, the dishes are getting closer to my neighbor's house, and I've seen the cat curled up on the little mat right outside her front door.
But you're sure it's not her cat?
No. She had a cat a long time ago, two, 3 months ago, that vanished. She, like, left the garage door open, and the cat ran away. She had an elderly dog that passed away, so she has since adopted another elderly dog. So, I mean, she's really good with animals, you know, and I'm sure she misses her cat that ran away.
Is there a chance that she thinks this might be the cat that ran away and that's why she's leaving food out for it? You know what I mean?
So.
Like, has she actually seen it? Because, you know, like, sometimes you know that there's a cat around even if you don't necessarily get a good look at it. No, you think that she's just...
She's definitely feeding this cat.
She's feeding
this
knowing
cat
that it's just a stray.
Just a stray, yeah.
I don't know that she could help herself.
Well, and so the thing is, you know, it's a little fenced in community, and a lot of the neighbors don't like the fact that she's encouraging feral cats to hang out, because you never know diseases. There's lots of people with dogs and kids. You never know if the cat's going
to
do something, right?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You know, so I'm kind of torn because she does seem very nice and she's taking care of this cat. So I like that. But I also see the other side where, well, then what happens tomorrow if there's 5 cats? And then there's 10 cats. Then there's possums and raccoons all over. Like, I don't know. You can't just leave cat food out
all the bears.
Time, right?
There could be bears.
The bears show up. Then next thing you know, there's kangaroos. It's a whole thing.
I don't know. Yeah. So has she been addressed by anyone in the community yet? I mean, I know that you're not confrontational.
One of the members on the board yelled at her.
Oh.
That didn't go well.
No, I would imagine. And but she's still doing it.
She's still doing it.
Yeah, I don't think she can help herself. But there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, of taking care of the cat. Right. Making sure that it's safe and also keeping your community safe.
Yeah, there's got to be happy medium, right?
I would think so. So, all right, let's see if we can find an answer to this. 215-263-6700.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU along with Andy. I'm Dave Cruz. We've been talking about this odd... I should move. There's way too much odd stuff happening.
You love
where
it.
Where I live. Well, it is kind of entertaining. Got a neighbor. She's great with animals, but she's been feeding this feral cat that's kind of hanging out outside.
That you're assuming is feral, right? Like, all you know is there's a stray cat.
There's a stray cat. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So I don't know how wild it might actually be.
Right.
But the neighbors are concerned. She's just leaving out cat food all hours of the day and night. It's very nice, but it could also be encouraging other animals to, you know, come in and hang out. So thankfully calling us up to help out is our good friend Linda Torelli from Brandywine Valley SPCA.
Good morning. All right, so what should Dave do, Linda? You are the one with all the answers.
The first thing your neighbor should do is check in with the shelter that serves your community. A lot of times if it's just a single cat, it's a cat that's been left behind by someone who moved, maybe got lost from its home. And so that shelter may be able to assist and bring that cat in and rehome it.
Yeah, because I didn't know if it was a case where, you know, some cats I hear, like, if they're feral, they can't be brought into a home. Like, if they're wild, they're wild.
Yeah, and some cats, the socialization age for cats is actually very young. If they haven't been exposed to humans by about 4 to 8 weeks, it can be a long journey to help them become comfortable with people, and they may never become comfortable with people. In that case, and if it's a cat that's grown up outdoors, the goal is to keep the cat outdoors. Our goal is always to find a positive exit for a cat, even if it's a cat that lives outdoors and could never become an indoor cat. And each shelter is going to have different resources in their community to assist with that.
Okay. In the meantime, the cat is black and white. I've named it Othello, but Andy thinks it should be named Oreo. What do you think?
I kind of like the air of Othello. Oreo might have some competition in the neighborhood.
All right. Sold.
both are super adorable, though, and every cat should have a good name.
Thank you for always having our backs, Linda. You're amazing. So do you guys have any other cool stuff coming up? I know that you've done some amazing things with your pet pantries. Do we have anything else going on with a Brandywine Valley SPCA?
We do. We're, as you said, we're always up to something. We actually have something really fun we're just starting to roll out. They're called Zoomies. And this is where folks can schedule to have a puppy pop in on their video calls.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. How does somebody know about that?
If you have a corporate meeting that could use some spicing up, an online celebration, we've seen folks use these for learning situations with kids. They can just go to bvspca.org/zoomies and book a time with us.
Zoomies. I love that. We'll make sure that we link everything up from our website as well, Linda. Thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, sure thing. Thanks for looking out for that kitty. Appreciate it.
Wake up. Wake up.
The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.